Good morning.
Y buenos dias. Welcome to the Lamp Podcast.
The Lawrence and Mia's Podcast.
Yeah. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Yeah. It's Lamp Tuesday.
Lamp
That's
Tuesday.
That's what we about to do yeah, now. That's yeah, the new hashtag.
Lamp Tuesday. Get it?
You know what I mean? Hashtag Lamp Tuesday, because that's when we air a new episode of the Lamp Podcast.
Yes.
Every Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
On every digital outlet for podcasts and on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
There follow the YouTube at the follow Lamp us. Podcast.
Follow us on Instagram, too.
Yes.
Follow.
Appreciate y'all.
Yes, we do. How are you feeling today?
I'm good.
So she's always a ball of energy.
I try.
When that
I
camera try. Hits, she's a ball of energy.
I know. You know what's crazy? That's pretty true.
I'm not like, going to tell y'all what she look like when it's off.
Shut up.
I'm going to tell y'all. It's bad.
Shut up.
She come up in here with the hair net on. Oh, God. Jesus.
You lie. I never have come in here with a hair net on.
She come
I
in
might have had it on at the crib, and then I came
little,
and let it
she
down.
She got her little green juice or her cup of coffee. And
I
it's
do.
Bad, y'all. But she clean up nice. She cleans up very
He's
nice.
He's such a hater. He knows
I am.
Lying.
I am. So what?
Hey.
What are we going to do? So,
okay.
What are we going to talk about today, Maya? Mia.
Yes.
Mia.
Yo. Why he do this every show, though?
That said Maya. Mia Mendez.
Why he do this every show? He's so disrespectful.
A little bit.
Correct him.
I
Get
mean
at
well.
Him.
I mean well.
Anyway. So, yeah. We were talking about the breadwinner in the house.
In the house.
Yeah.
Who makes that moolah?
And how you feel about that? Do you feel the same way if the woman makes more? And so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You want to go for it?
I will. I am very, very well-rounded in this situation.
Uh-oh.
Let me see. Now, yes, I would have a problem if my woman was the breadwinner of the house. Only if one thing. If I was not comfortable where I was in my life.
Right.
That's the only reason. Like, if I am comfortable in my position where I'm at, if I'm comfortable with my career, if I'm enjoying what I'm doing, then no, I don't have a problem. But if my woman makes more money than me and I'm, you know, not secure at what I'm doing in life or I don't think my job is a well enough job for me to have, like, you know, then no, I'm going to be very, very uncomfortable. And that's where the point where I'm mad at my woman, but to the point where I'm down on myself. Because I don't feel like a man. You know, I don't feel like I'm taking care of my responsibilities in this household. Now, of course, you know, she can make more money if I'm doing something that's rewarding for me. Then I can be upbeat. Then I can feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Then I can do what I'm supposed to do as a man. But I think a lot of times in these relationships, women are holding these men down and these men aren't doing what they're supposed to do for themselves. Getting themselves right first.
Yeah.
I feel like you should. You should get yourself in order, you know. Get yourself feeling comfortable with who you are. And then it doesn't really matter how much money you make. I mean, there's plenty of relationships out here that's thriving where the woman makes a lot more money. I.e. Miss Stedman. Yeah. He is the ultimate guy who is so comfortable with his life.
Right.
With that wonderful queen he got on his arm, Miss Oprah. You know, he hit the jackpot.
Do
whatever she says, Steb. I don't care if she tell you to live in three houses down the street.
Just take your ass
to those
so
three
silly.
Houses down the street. But
so
yeah,
silly.
Man, on a serious note, I wouldn't have a problem with my lady. I've been in relationships with women made more money than me, and I was a point where I wasn't comfortable with it, you know.
Yeah.
But now, lately, as of lately, no, I'm not the richest comedian in the world, but I make a good living. But most of the women that I have dealt with, especially in Atlanta, women are making money in Atlanta. And I will say that since I've been out here, I've been over some women's houses that look like mansions. And I'm like, do I need to be with this woman? But I'm comfortable who I am. I'm comfortable with the money I make. And I'm very honest, too.
Yeah.
When I'm dealing with a woman about, you know, my income, my living situation, I'm very honest. So that's another thing why I don't have
you
a problem.
You should be. Yeah, that makes
that.
A difference. That makes a difference. I agree with you in the sense that I wouldn't have an issue. I do think this is a man thing. You know, as a woman, I wouldn't have an issue if I made more as long as, my man's not a bum. Like, I'm not saying it's okay for me to be the breadwinner and you just, you know, lax in life and stuff. I want to see you at least going towards whatever it is that you want to go towards. So, yeah, I think if, you know, theoretically, if I'm making $100,000 and you're, you know, making $50,000, it's cool. Like, you know what I mean? As long as you are doing what you got to do on your end to, like you're saying, just to fulfill yourself. And you're bringing something into the household. Like, I can't be making $100,000 and you came, you know, barely making $20,000 a year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that would cause an issue. That just would cause an issue because, like you said, a lot of men don't feel their best when the woman is making more.
Definitely.
That, you know, y'all just don't. It is what it is. So then that would just ruin the relationship because of that, because of the way that man is feeling. And that's a lot of weight for the woman because, you know, when you know your man is that type of man and you're making more than him, you end up trying really hard to make him feel like a man. Like in other ways, you do things so that he doesn't feel so little, I guess. You know what I mean? In a sense. So that's a lot of pressure on the woman. It's like, okay, now I'm doing this, but I don't want to make him feel like I'm this and I'm that. So now I got to shift what I do on this side of things. And it's just a whole lot. So I personally, I don't think it's a bad thing. But yeah, it has to match. Like, the man's got to be feeling good within himself. And that's on y'all. Like, that's just a lot of pressure for a woman. It is.
I was thinking about a story that I read about I don't think it was a story. I saw it on Being Mary Jane, where a man asked a woman to marry her. He gave her a ring, and then she went out and brought her own ring because she didn't like his. That was just wrong.
Yeah.
That man spent half his life savings on that little ass ring, and you're going to take it back? That's wrong. I think sometimes women can, when they look at the scheme of things, and they think they're doing the right thing because this is what they want to go ahead and buy it, but that can really take a toll on a man's self-esteem.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, those are the things you have to watch when you make more as a woman. You just have to consider the effect that certain moves you're making, how that's affecting that man. And like I said, it is a lot of pressure. Some women feel like, nah, I can't be concerned with, you know, all of that, blah, blah, blah. He needs to just man up. Like, I get that too. So I don't know. It's hard.
I'm a different person though. Cause there's certain things that don't bother me. Like, you know, if a woman, you know, if she wanted to go ahead,
get another ring.
Yeah, can I get my money back for this one?
I don't know if I would do that.
Can I get my money back? You know what I was thinking about? Who do you think makes more money, Jay-Z or Beyonce?
I want to say Beyonce.
That's.
But I think that it probably, from year to year, alters. It depends on, because he has a lot of business ventures outside of, like, you know, he's mogul. So I don't know. That's rough. I think year to year. Like, if she went on tour that year, she probably came. You know what I mean?
So, okay.
So I think from year to year, it's probably.
So let's kind of like keeping the same subject, but like a different subject. Could you be with a woman or a man who was more famous than you were? Like, could a man handle his woman being in the limelight or being this person that he wasn't, and he wasn't. I mean, just the only reason I thought about that was because of all the Wendy Williams thing going on with her husband, and people don't call him by his name. They call him Mr. Wendy Williams.
Right.
That's hilarious to me that they don't call him by his name. Mr. Wendy Williams? That is hilarious.
They do that media does that when the woman makes more.
Yeah, so I'm the type of person that I don't think it would bother me. I don't think it would bother me if my woman was more socially famous than I was.
Right.
Like, it doesn't bother me one bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even get the thing when Drake and Meek had that beef, and everybody was clowning Meek because Nicki was more famous than him, and I felt like that's the goal. Like, that's the goal.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, a kid from Philly getting a mega superstar like that. Like,
right.
I looked at Meek as being I look at him in a higher standard. Like, you went out and got her. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That should say something about who the type of person he is.
Right.
So I never understood that. I mean, maybe that's because, I mean, I don't know. That's just my personality, how I feel. If I go out there, a female who's doing better than me and I get her, I shouldn't be clowned because she's more famous. I should be, you know, celebrated because I didn't have this much and I still pulled it.
Right.
I mean, so I don't know, that could be a Philly thing, or, you know, I don't know, but that was my first initial thought when I heard Drake clowning or people clowning Meek. I'm like, That's not how it's supposed to go. Like, it's supposed to be the other way around. Like, you're supposed to get clout for doing that.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a problem with my woman being more famous than me.
Yeah.
Be that. Do that. Allow mm-hmm. me to go somewhere without being... But I don't like the whole, like, call me by my name. You're not going to call me.
Right. But see, honestly, that's a thing of... That's just media, though.
Gotcha.
Like, you know... The woman's not at home saying, Mr. Like, I'm not going to be at home talking about Mr. Mendez. But media might do that if I am just socially more celebrity than my husband.
Facts.
Media does that. So, yeah, that's just what media do. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think it's a thing for the man. I don't mind if I make more as long as he's, you know, holding his own as well. Just because I think it balances out the relationship and personally it wouldn't weigh on him. If he's more famous than me, sure. I don't know. I've never been in that situation.
I was about to ask you.
In most situations in the relationships that I've been in, I've been the more socially known. Like in Philly, when I was doing radio, I did radio for, I don't know, almost 10 years. So whatever market I was in at that time, if we went out or the case may be, it could have just been, I don't know, to whatever restaurant, like it could have just been a Fridays. We have Fridays, mm-hmm. right? And because I'm a radio personality in that city, someone, you know, people might approach and might say something and not even know the man that I'm with. So, like
excuse me, sir. How you doing?
No, man? It wasn't like that.
Excuse me, man.
It wasn't
you,
like
how
that.
You doing, man?
It wasn't like that.
Nigga, straight. Hey, brother, I ain't nobody talking to you right now. Mia, how you doing, baby? That's got to be odd, man.
You be mad? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, but as the person who is more socially known, that's not my fault.
No.
Like, that's not, you know what I mean? You can't get mad. It's about how I handle it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, now, if I'm all engaged and I just walk off from you, that's a whole other thing. If I, like, in my situations, I would just, you know, politely, you know, say hello. Because I'm not going to be rude to people.
Not
I'm like,
all.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. And, like, didn't you, you know, like, this happened for the film Boston to Philly. It's on Amazon Prime, by the way.
Check it out. Oh, also, what's the other movie you was in?
Oh, on Netflix, there's a movie called Backfire that was done in Philly.
Yeah.
And you know
and
what's funny?
I was watching, I saw him. I was like, look at my co-host right there. But the funny part was, I was waiting for her to come back again.
Yeah, it's such a small scene.
I was like, I was like, oh, Stan, look at me. I'm waiting the whole movie to see me come back. She ain't come back, not web time. I was like, I've been sitting here watching this movie for me. I'm like, okay.
But it's a good movie.
I ain't going for it. It was a good movie. And for it to be a Philly artist, the movie on Netflix is dope.
Yeah, you know, it was good.
So they should have had me in there a lot more.
I did audition for a different role, but, you know, it was given to somebody else, which is cool. And I played the role of a nurse in that film. But what's funny is a lot of people are coming at me about that. They're like, Mia, I saw you in this movie. And I think that's me. Boban. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
I was waiting. I was like, because I had, you know, she's just coming off me watching the other two movies. I'm like, okay, she in the third one. Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, the other two, Boston and Philly and Fourth Quarter, I'm in it a lot.
And then this one, it was just like Mia, and then she was gone.
Yeah, it was just, I'm
but
sorry.
It was still a good look.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway. I'm on Netflix, so it's still a good look.
So I guess I'm the in this relationship, I'm the one who's not as famous.
You're so silly.
Like, she's the more famous one. So
how many followers you got? You know, that's how people. How many?
You got 10,000.
Yeah.
I don't have 10,000.
You don't?
I got like 6 or something like that.
He getting there, y'all. He getting there.
Did you see that? I just tried to throw shade at me? Did y'all see the shade? You're getting there. You're getting there. Did you see the shade? Oh, Lord Jesus. I don't want to do this podcast anymore.
Anyway, back to the topic at hand. It is cool. I think it's up to the man if... You know, it's okay for the woman to be the breadwinner. It's about where he is in his life.
Exactly.
Because I have been in relationships where, you know, I try to be supportive and X, Y, and Z, and I might be doing a little better. And it felt like no matter what I do, this man is just going to be in, you know, this funk, I guess you can say, until he gets himself together. You just got to, as a woman, kind of patiently wait and still be... positive, and you know, like I said, it takes a lot of energy. It's a lot of pressure on the woman to try to, you know, do that. But when you love somebody, that's what you do.
Yeah, personally, me, I don't care. So if there's any sugar mamas out there that want to come take care of a young brother like myself, listen, baby, I'm here for you. You hear me? I don't have no problem for being with someone who makes money. Because I'm very confident and comfortable with my lifestyle, okay. Where I'm at, what I'm doing. So for me, I don't really mind, man. And I can even date women who aren't doing too well. You know, I can take care of you. I pay a phone bill once in a while, you know. Just once in a while, to let you be clear about that.
You know what?
But no, I help out. I will definitely help out, man. But this has been a great topic, man. We would love to hear your point of view on this situation. Like I said, I always let us know, comment under the Instagram post, under the videos, on YouTube. Just let us know how you feel.
Yes.
You know, we love interacting with our people that watch our show. So let's talk. Let's conversate. Give us topics. Whatever you want to talk about. Yes, we do. But I had a wonderful day today talking, converse. Did I say it right?
You got it, converse.
I said it. I didn't mess up. Three episodes, I didn't mess up one word yet. But it's coming. But anyway, like I said, thank y'all for tuning in. Mia, you want anything to say for the closing remarks?
Just thank you. Always subscribe. And you can share, you know, share things on our social media as well. But yeah, thank you. We appreciate you. It's been fun. And we love you.
Peace.
Oh,